Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph, and I gotta say, we without a doubt have probably the safest, most bad studio in the world right now, because I can't think of there can't be another studio other than maybe a Marine radio station that has more Marines in it right now than we do.
Yes! Woohoo!
You guys are the few, the proud, the Marines, but you brought several. Like, this is a bit more than several, than
yes,
few.
Yes, this is amazing. We wanted to definitely shake your hands. Thank you for your service, but also remember those who are not with us during the holidays especially, and to eat like our fighting men and women might be eating overseas. They're not getting the beautiful Thanksgiving turkey surrounded by all the fix-ins. They're getting an MRE. And Staff Sergeant Schindler, thank you so much for bringing your whole crew from Madison Marine Recruiting. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing excellent now that you guys are here. So, I even put on makeup for you guys.
Yeah, I asked Steph, I was like, well, you got makeup on. Are you doing it for the Marines? She goes, yeah, I want to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so glad to have you in. This will be the third year that we've had you in to try these MREs. And so far, I haven't had one that I've hated.
Oh.
And what I'll say about these is, if you grew up eating Hamburger Helper, you can get by eating these. They're very, very, no offense to either our government or Hamburger Helper. I don't mean that to be negatively, but, you know, high sodium, which I'm all about, and high calorie, definitely not keto friendly, though.
What's your take on MREs, Staff Sergeant?
MREs, they've gotten better over the years.
Okay.
They do have a pizza MRE now. Fortunately, they don't have one today for
really?
You.
Really?
Which ones did you bring for us to possibly try?
We're going to go with chili mac today and beef taco.
Oh, all right. That sounds great. This will be my first time trying an MRE. And we are on Facebook Live, today's Q106 Facebook page, so you can see our local heroes. We're going to bring each one of you up, introduce yourself, please, and give me a 5-second description on your first ever memory of eating an MRE. Come on over.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Staff Sergeant Hunter.
All right, and your first ever memory or a word describing an MRE?
I'll go with first memory, and I was wondering why there was candy in it.
Oh, yes, I like that.
Yes. And then it got taken away.
Oh, no. All right, come on over. Introduce yourself and tell us a memory of an MRE for you.
Hi, I'm Staff Sergeant Santos. First memory was, it was the best thing.
It was? Oh, really? Why?
Had cheese tortellini. Did not know it was that gourmet.
Right. That does sound fancy. You'd rather eat that with
I
a
like
pinky
that.
Up, baby. Yeah.
Hello, thanks for joining us. What's your name?
All right, I'm Staff Sergeant Purdy here. And best description I would have is life-changing.
It's either good.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Good or bad.
Oh,
because I've heard there are some bad ones out there. Uh-huh. That maybe they discontinued, but I've heard about some bad ones.
Or maybe it made you feel like, wow, I'm officially a Marine. I'm eating my first MRE. That's why it's life-changing?
My first one was a breakfast one. It was maple sausage, and I really had no idea what it actually was.
I've had that one.
Yes.
It's not bad. That sausage isn't too bad.
But it's very confusing at the same time.
It is.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The consistency of that sausage is strange. Yeah.
And hello, what's your name?
I am Nance Corporal Hernandez. Best description for an MRE is yum.
Yeah,
really?
I wonder if the government's making them say that.
All right. Well, join us on Facebook Live. The Marines are going to start getting the MREs prepared, and you get to see how these are prepared, because it does take several minutes, guys.
This is one of the neatest things. So go to our Facebook page. If you want to go and start opening up, we'll go through and show what is in each one of these. But because, you know, this is a MRE stands for meal ready to eat, correct?
Yes.
Is that, mm-hmm. Okay. So, but you don't want to eat cold food. So, and you can't exactly have a stove with you when you're out in the middle of of a situation.
Exactly.
So the technique they have where they heat these up is one of the neatest parts about this. So jump on our Facebook page, and then we're gonna do a little bit of business and then play an Eric Church song. And
in about 5 minutes, we're gonna taste. At least I'm gonna taste my first ever MRE, and we'll see if I'm using any of those same descriptive words that the Marines just recently said.
I'm glad you brought in a box, because I have a feeling Steph's gonna feed her kids this tonight. All right, so we're opening them up here, and there are several packages inside of one package. I mean, this is
what's in here.
This right here is, you don't get more military efficient than what we've got in front of us right now.
So what you get in an MRE, you get the main meal. So I got chili mac here.
Okay.
And then what you get with the main meal, well, I guess really anything that you want to heat up is a heater. And you put a little bit of water in the bottom, and you let it heat up for about 10 minutes. And this one, you got vegetable crackers, and I'm going to assume some Yep, you got cheese spread with jalapenos.
I'm gonna go grab some water quick, Steph.
So you're gonna wanna heat this cheese up though, because you can see it's pretty cold.
Oh, right? Wow, that is cold. So have you ever been in a situation though where you don't have water? What happens if you don't have water? Or you just always make sure you got some water before you start opening up an MRE?
You should always have water, even if you are deployed.
That activates the heat element, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. You don't need a lot of water in there. You just fill it up to here.
Oh, yeah, do not overfill.
So maybe like an ounce or two.
Oh, here, show the camera there what that looks like. All right. Very cool.
So this is neat. And also when you guys were here last year, you were saying that sometimes if you're somewhere cold, you can use that thing to kind of just, you know, put it up on your chest, get a little warm you up just a little bit if you're out somewhere, you know, that gets a little bit chilly. So, I mean, multi-purpose.
You can do that. You got to be really careful. You can burn yourself very easily. You want to make sure you have good ventilation as well.
What do you see this thing heat up? This is what I get most excited about, is seeing the technology that is behind these and what goes into them here.
So the first time you guys put together an MRE versus today, how long did it take you the first time? How long does it take you nowadays? I'm assuming it takes you a lot quicker because you've gotten used to it, right? Who wants to answer that? Any of you guys, come on over. Come on, Santos.
Yeah, don't be nervous. I love this. Like some of the bravest people on the planet. You put a microphone on, I'm like, I don't think so. Go into a firefight. Yeah, I got that. Talking to a microphone.
So the first time with the MREs, I didn't get to use the heater, honestly, just to make it quicker to eat. So we didn't have that much time to actually heat it up in the during training.
Really?
Yeah, when we actually got to heat it up is toward the end, when we actually had more time to ourselves and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was nice actually having a warm MRE.
Wait, how did you eat a cold MRE? What was it? Do you remember?
So it was a soup. It was like chicken soup.
Oh, a cold chicken noodle soup?
Some around there. So to make it a little bit more hot, we put Tabasco and some crackers.
Oh my gosh.
Just to get the warmth.
So do you guys trade these? Like if there's something like, let's say you don't like something in there and someone else does, will they be like, hey, I'll give you this for your that? Does that go on?
Oh yeah, we definitely trade a lot with the MREs, especially with the candy that's inside them.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Some Marines will trade a whole packet of MRE for a piece of Skittles.
Oh, wow, yeah, because it's got to be like a currency.
Yeah, or Reese's Pieces.
And we are on Facebook, so if you guys are joining us, you can follow them. They are Madison Marines. That's the handle that you use on Facebook. So you'll be able to follow them along, and I want to jump on our Facebook page to see if
we have the main meal inside of the heating element right now, and you're waiting for the chemical activity to take action. And it will start to boil, correct? Or at least look like it. It'll start steaming up and stuff like that.
It's going? Yeah. Okay, so show the camera here. What are we warming up again, guys?
We got beef taco and chili mac.
So I'm gonna have the beef taco, and you're having the chili mac. What's that?
Do we need forks or
Steph,
what comes
this
in
is
the MRE?
You think the government's gonna send you into a war zone without a spoon?
Finger food.
What are you gonna do? Dip a bullet in there? I mean, come on!
Gosh.
All right, you're ready. use a shell casing.
Not gonna lie, they should put sports in these.
I was kind of
why are they sports?
Sports would be good.
Yeah. Well, also that way, you're eating, an enemy comes in, and you need to defend yourself. You can't get your oven. Spork, you get a spoon. You can spoon somebody to death. You can get somebody in the jugular with a spork.
Are you guys all surrounded by family and friends tomorrow on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Great.
Good. We love hearing that.
Yes.
If you get along with your family, if not, it's like, I gotta. You gotta go around that one uncle again.
I gotta go be deployed again.
Yeah. Well, since we're on, most of us are on recruiting duty.
Yeah.
We get the chance of actually coming back to like where we're from.
Okay.
So since we're on recruiting duty, we get to come back and we have a chance to come back to where we're from, be closer to family. Because a lot of our jobs in the Marines, specifically aviation jobs, it's hard to get close to the Midwest because they're East Coast, West Coast, overseas.
Oh, yeah.
So they find out kind of where you're from. They do like it when you come back and come recruiting in your area. You can relate with the locals maybe a little bit.
Yeah. You say, excuse me.
So this is the first. Yeah. This is the first time I've been stationed close to my family. They live up in the Eau Claire area. So
good. All right, we're jumping back on here.
All right, here we go.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Church. A cold one. We've got that outside, but it's a hot one in here.
Yes. Because
first off, we've got some good-looking Marines in here.
Hey, all right. Guys,
nothing wrong with being good-looking and a defender of the country, but they're also heating up our MRE. Is that a beef stick?
It is beef stick.
I caught the corner of my eye.
Wait, was the beef stick in the MRE?
Yes, beef sticks come in MREs.
Whoa,
they're pretty good.
I think Jackson's not enough to become a Marine all of a sudden at 39 years old.
There's no way they would have me. The best thing I could do for this country was stay as far away from the armed forces as possible.
They said, here, just wear the hat.
That's
exactly all we
need. I'm American tattooed across my knuckles, and I did my duty by not joining.
We can't thank you guys enough, though. Staff Sergeant Schindler is here, and a whole group from the Madison Marine Recruiting. Hey, guys. Say hi real quick.
Hey!
We're on Facebook Live, too, so you can watch this. The MREs have been cooking. And remind the audience what you brought for us to try today, guys.
We got beef taco and chili mac.
Okay, and about how much longer until they're ready?
I would say about 2-3 more minutes.
Okay.
So while
we're waiting for that, what are some of the other items that are inside of the MREs that you get, you know, other than the main ingredient?
So what I got in mind, I got a beef stick, I got vegetable crackers, cheese spread, and I would say the dessert would be vanilla pound cake. And then something else that comes along with these is we actually get matches in here still, just in case.
Oh, that's nice. Are they waterproof? Oh, they are.
The waterproof matches. All right.
They don't send you some lucky strikes anymore?
Like back in the day? No more lucky strikes. But they still give you the matches just in case.
That's the last thing you really want is somebody having a case of smoker's lung.
Exactly.
You
know?
And you get salt, pepper, something to wipe your hands off with, and some gum.
Oh, we got to have fresh breath afterwards.
Well, the myth about the gum is that it's supposed to help you pass this all through because it might back you up a little bit.
That's okay.
I don't know if I believe it.
So
because they are high sodium, because you're gonna get some flavor in there. I know that we're trying to watch our diets, and you know, I'm probably gonna have hypertension in the next 2 years due to the amount of sodium I eat. But it does add a lot of flavor in there, and these are high calorie because sometimes if you're out in a war zone, you might only get one of these a day. So you got to make sure it really you know packs a punch in there, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we'll definitely taste it off air here while they're still cooking up. I have a couple more questions for you guys while we wrap up our time with you. Hunter, I know that's your last name. Staff Sergeant Hunter, am I saying your name right? Hey, tell us a story about being away from family around Thanksgiving and the feelings that you guys go through. What do you do on Thanksgiving when you're not surrounded by your family and friends?
So for me, I mean, the one that really stands out to me, I was over in Japan. We were on a training deployment over there. And it really is something where you miss your family quite a bit, but being around your Marines becomes like your secondary family. So it really, really helps being around everyone. I mean, you do miss your own, like I miss my mom, my brothers, and my dad and everything like that when I was away. But it's definitely one of those things, being around the Marines kind of makes it feel like you're almost at home when you do get together. Doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're eating MREs or whether you're having a sit-down meal away from home. Just being around everyone else. That's kind of what the Marine Corps is about.
That's excellent. Is there anything us, you know, regular civilians can do around the holidays to really show our extra love and support for you while you're away from family and friends? Anything that we should be watching out for or anything that you took advantage of? You're like, oh, you know what? This really helped me get through that tough time when I was away from family and friends.
Anything we could send to people overseas, like, you know, like anonymous packages. That didn't sound good. But like anonymous care packages.
Not as packages. We kind of stay away from those.
But
getting those care packages. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't send anonymous packages. Yeah. That's something to stay away from.
Plain brown wrapping. No, I mean, like, you know, if you want to send someone, let's say you don't have a family member or friend who's in the service, but you do want to send them. Is there anything like that you've benefited from?
Yeah, I was going to say, when we've been away before, we've gotten care packages coming from different churches or groups like that send them over, deck of cards, different things like that.
Ooh, a deck of cards!
Random magazines that are...
Random magazines? What kind of magazines?
Also, you can get a deck of cards that's got like a, hey, you know what I'm talking about on them? Get one of them decks of cards right there.
Yeah. We'll never say no to that.
Well, we are definitely going to follow you guys on social media to Madison Marines. And we're going to be on Facebook here while we're trying the MREs. Are they done now?
Are they
where
done?
I can take my first bite?
Should I take my first bite on air right now? You want to try this beef stick, Steph?
Oh, you already dipped into the beef stick?
Yeah, he was telling that really nice story, and they handed me a beef stick, and I had to bite into it. I can't help you. You can't hand me a beef stick, but then I have to go after it.
Oh, man, that was a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that.
I don't have any cooties. Don't worry about that.
Okay, let me taste the beef stick.
I wouldn't say they're completely cooked through.
I'm guessing they're warm.
More of like a hot pocket.
Well, see, here's the problem with a hot pocket. You're going to hit that one cold side, and then you're going to get that disfiguringly hot side.
Yeah.
You know? Like my mouth froze, and my tongue fell off.
Mm.
You want to do yours first?
All right.
Okay.
I'll put my chili mayo.
What they're doing now is they're now kind of mixing them up here. Like, you do if you ever made Kraft Velveeta cheese, you got to kind of mix it up in the package a little bit. And that's kind of what it looks like, in a very camouflage looking. It matches your guys' digital camo.
It's not that warm. We can wait then. I'll do it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we'll jump on there. So jump on our Facebook page right now. And,
wait, before we let you guys go, though, you got to teach me the right saying. So I'm officially a Marine here. Hoorah!
Oorah.
Okay, ready? Let's do it really loud. One, two, three.
Oorah!
It's oorah. This is like a beef stick.
Give her a bite. It takes a whole beef stick. No, it was out of yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Did the same person that packaged these beef sticks or the same person that puts kid toys in packages? That was incredibly difficult to get into.
It was.
Like, there's no reason why it needs to be like, how come a Slim Jim, you look at the thing and the package falls open? That one right there, you had to fight it.
Really, hey guys, we have.
See, you can see it steaming now.
Oh, there it is.
All they did, they added water in there, chemical reaction to whatever it is that's going on inside there, then heats it up, and magic happens, and you have yourself a nice warm meal.
Crystal on our Facebook page is asking you guys a question. She said, Air Force friend brought home an MRE. So she's wondering, all services, do they get the same MREs?
They do.
They do. Okay. I thought you could say a military branch joke there. Like, the Air Force gets the. Isn't there a joke? Like, Air Force gets the lobster MREs or something?
They just don't eat them all.
They just don't have to eat them as much as us.
Oh, there we go. He just said they don't have to eat them as often.
One of my favorite things is the. When you see. And usually you see it with older folks. Like, if you're at a VFW hall and you got a Navy guy and you got an Air Force guy and they're all just giving each other the business. It never, ever stops. I have a friend who's in the Marines, and he refers to the Air Force as the Chair Force. I love seeing the camaraderie and the giving each other a hard time. That's always a lot of fun.
Still taking forever.
It is, but if you want to try,
let's get into some of this other stuff that we've got too.
Let's do some dessert first. So, vanilla pound cake. This one's pretty good. Vanilla I recommend maybe heating it up just a little bit.
Oh really?
But.
Take a picture.
I would love to.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh. Do any of you have a pliers on you?
Oh man, this microphone sucks.
All right. So this is what it looks like.
Sure. Over here. There's pound cake
right there. All right. He fixed your microphone for you, Steph. Oh, sorry. Let me do the picture. Here we go.
Okay.
And.
Pound cake.
There we go. All right.
Don't eat.
All right, bite into that pound cake.
Not for kids.
This is so dry. I'm sure you need it for when you're like, you just want a sweet treat.
Got some fruit punch, though. You can wash it down with.
Oh.
Oh, I'm guessing you add water to that and it becomes fruit punch?
This is gross. Sorry, this vanilla pound cake is gross. But, and I'm not a picky eater.
Okay, so what else do we have in here?
Well, then chili mac's
going to
be good for you.
Chili mac? You think I'm not going to like it?
I like that one.
You like that chili mac?
I do like that one.
Okay, good.
So we got vegetable crackers.
Vegetable crackers.
That doesn't sound good. I don't like the way that started. Vegetable?
Again, it's more flavor for the crackers.
Purdy just said you thought the pound cake was dry.
Wait till you get these vegetable crackers. I got a tortilla on there as well.
This is the beef taco.
Okay, all right, Steph. Let's try this out here.
Cool.
That doesn't look bad. I've had worse.
Spoon, got some tortillas.
Oh, here we go.
You can get tortillas.
Taco Bell up in here.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, those are nice looking tortillas, too.
Okay.
Oh, there's cheese bread, too? I'm in heaven right now. Ooh, the cheese bread's warm.
It is.
Cheese bread's nice and warm.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Fe rice.
Oh,
my Lord. Let Steph get a bite of that.
Oh, I see. All right, I'm trying my first ever real main course of an MRE.
Ooh, this is hot.
This is the chili mac. It is still cold, even after trying to warm it up all that time. And then Jackson's is super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Some beans in there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Yep. That is like you said, hamburger
Taco
helper.
Wednesday.
Yeah. It's not bad. Sure, it's not bad. This is bad. I'm sorry. Oh, they got it.
All right. Not gonna lie.
The other studio is making faces at us.
I'm not gonna lie. This is pretty good.
Yours is good?
This is good. I'm enjoying this.
Mm. Now I'm eating. What's on this again? Cheese spread?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like spicy, but I do love cheese. And there's your form of Wisconsin. There's your taste of home, right? Yeah. Wipe it down.